Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always welcome to have you, and you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. Those you might have a vision or a dream or some type of comment or positive input, amen, because we don't come here to fight and argue, amen, but we come to uplift one another. We come to uplift and encourage one another, because half of this program is for you. Amen. We just always love to, amen, start out with a subject and a scripture. Amen. And then we ask for your input, because maybe you haven't had a chance to, amen, discuss your point of view. Amen. Wherever you might go or whatever you might be involved in. Amen. But we value your time and your point of view, your vision, your dream, your testimony. We're going to pray now. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, you say, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for coming among us. Amen. Because you say you never leave us, you never forsake us. And, oh, Lord, we believe it. We know, because you went to prepare a place for us. But while we're here on this earth, God, we thank you for your word, because your word will give us light. Oh, God, your word will give us direction until we meet again. And we thank you, Lord, because we know, amen, you want to save the whole world. You left your word, your inheritance, to save all of us, our children, our family, our friends, amen, to come to the knowledge and the truth that God still loves us and he cares for us regardless of what we're going through. Lord, we ask you to bless your audience. Oh, God, bless your people. Amen. Give them encouragement, uplifting heart. Let them know you still live. All what they hear, see, you still live. And because you live, amen, we still exist. The power of darkness cannot prevail against the church. Amen. Thank God for you and you. We're talking about who's hiding from God. Who's hiding from God? Amen. We're going to be discussing scriptures, and we always would like to bring to the point about your biblical studies. What Bible do you have, and why do you have that Bible? Amen. Because this is one investment you will have the rest of your natural life here on earth until we meet Jesus. Amen. Which is the Word of God. He is the Word of God. Amen. God sent him, sent his Word. John saying 1, chapter 1, Gospel according to John. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The 14th verse, the Word became flesh. So God didn't want to make no excuse. God didn't want to make, amen, he didn't want to make no errors. Somebody delete him or hack his Word or whatever. The Word came in natural flesh, wrapped up. God wrapped himself up in the Word, and he walked among people, walked among his own, the Bible said, 14th verse of the first chapter of John. So the Word of God is your investment as long as you live. You can get it now, amen, on computers and tapes and CDs, amen, to help you to go along, even to help you to learn all these Greek words, amen, amen. So that's your investment, amen. We always mention, amen, invest in a good Bible, amen, Bible dictionary, Bible concordance, amen, and reference, amen, Bible as you begin to grow. That's one investment, amen. You have to invest because that's where you get your information. That is your spiritual food. That's what guiding you. Amen. So find one, amen, research it. Always say start from the King James and build out from there. Amen. We have the New International Bible. We have the American Standard. You have the Amplified Bible. Amen. Good News Bible. Amen. But make sure that what you have, amen, you're investing in that. That's investing to help you to make your personal walk with Jesus. Amen. You can go to him, amen, late at night in the day where you can't sleep or eat. Amen. And things be troubling your spirit. So the word of God, amen, according to Hebrews 4, is the word of God is sharp, cuts between the marrow and the bone. Amen. So the word of God is your investment. That's your personal investment. Amen. Amen. Let that be above all your time, reading and praying and seeking God. Amen. Here on earth. Amen. Because that's a part two of your salvation walk. The part one is that Jesus left a will and testament for us. He left a will and testament. God left a will and testament through his son. His son came in this world and he died in your place. He died in your place. Have anybody left your will yet? Have anybody thought so much about you that they helped you through this world? They wanted to share with you some of their goods and some of their possessions that they accumulate over the world. Anybody, you might not know it. It might be on someone's will. It might be somebody designed to leave you some goals and treasures of this earth. Whatever it is, it's a blessing. Why? Because you had nothing to do with it. You was on their mind. They was on your mind. Amen. They thought so good about you if it wasn't done by the pencil. Amen. You know how you don't let the enemy put you down. That's what spiritual warfare is. The enemy like to put you down in your mind. Amen. Romans 7, Paul talks about, amen, that he find out things that wrestle with him in his mind. Amen. As long as you live in this body, amen, you're going to have a wrestle. You're going to have a wrestle. Amen. So some that, amen, that's love. That's love. If they left you a pencil, a car, a shirt, a hat, money, that means they cared about, they love you. They love you. They cared about you. Amen. So Jesus, because he was God's son, and God showed the world how much he loved you all and us, amen. He said, if you accept the will, now you have to accept, amen. The church job is trying to tell you and us, get the information out. We got to get the information out. Let's get it out. Let's get it out of the Bible. Let men run and tell the truth. Let's get it out there that people can make a decision, alternative. Let them know there's an alternative to this life. Amen. God going to give you eternal life. Amen. He's going to give you a better place to live, a home. Amen. And you don't have to die no more. The only thing happening here on this earth, have you noticed what they call a caterpillar? If you ever know what a caterpillar look like, he's a worm that crawls along. Look like he got about 1,000 little legs. Worm, he just crawl along, he'd be on trees. Amen. And after a while, that you notice that caterpillar, he wraps himself up. I don't think many people like caterpillars for pets. You might be. You can email me and text me and say, well, I got 500 little caterpillars. Well, I'm going to give you some news now. That little pet, after a while, amen, you're going to look wherever you got him stored at. After a while, he's going to change. He's wrapping himself up. We call it a cocoon. Amen. And all that little ugly-looking thing with the legs, amen. After a while, when he wraps himself up, amen, he's going to eat on all that old situation he have to help him develop. And he's going to come out to be a beautiful, beautiful butterfly. A beautiful, but all type of colors. And amen. I mean, you want to put him on all kind of pictures and walls. Next thing you know, that little pet didn't change. And you didn't know that he was, that caterpillar going to change. Then you're in a world of trouble. He looked ugly. Amen. But he's going to come out to be a beautiful looking animal. Amen. Amen. So we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And God telling us, amen, hold on now. Hold on. This is a part walk of your salvation. Jesus died. He rose, Romans 10 and 9. That God rose Jesus. God brought him from the dead. God brought Jesus from the dead. Amen. If you can believe that, that he took all of those mistakes you had, amen, and he made a way of it, amen, and he took them away and gave you a fresh start through the water baptism. You're still here. Yeah, we're still here. He gave you a fresh start, amen, and teaching you how to go through this world. Teaching you how, that's what the church is about, teaching you how to go through this world, amen, and just living. That's powerful enough today. All these temptations going on, all the different voices happening in the world, you walking upright and holding on, amen, amen. That's God's power. That's God's power. That's the power of God in your life, amen. Okay, all right, let me show you Romans, John. Let's go to John. I'm going to show you something real quick here. Amen. Sometime we get in blog talk, we get to studying, and we move around a little bit here. Amen. But we want to show you, amen, as much as we possibly can of the word, because the word of God makes you free and get you understanding. John 21 and 25. You know, the Gospel of John deal with all kind of miracles and all type of teaching that Jesus did about what he did when he first started out. And that book would build your faith, brethren. Notice here, John 21 and 25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. John talking about it was six miracles that he was involved in and recording. John the Apostle, John, not John the Baptist. Amen. And John was saying now, all the things that Jesus did, the world itself could not hold all the things that Jesus did. Amen. So all the things that you've been going through, and amen, you might not have blind eyes, no legs, no feet, and God made legs and feet. Whatever it was, amen, you know it was a miracle. You know God kept you up to even to now, tonight, today, whenever you might be listening to this program. You know it was God giving you the mind, even the call to talk about the church, to talk about salvation. You know it's God. It's God keeping your mind. Amen. Through all the voices and thing and temptation that the enemy throwing after you, amen, trying to get you to clip or fall or run or whatever. Many things Jesus had done for you. Amen. Let's write it down after this program. Let's write it down. Make a list. Amen. God loved you so much, and he cared for you. And this is a reminder, amen, regardless of whatever, amen, you are or wherever you might be, God knows about you. He cares about you. Amen. Even times like these when the virus is running wild, I was talking to the saints, amen, one of the ministers was saying, amen, that during her mother's time, she was telling her, amen, the cholera was killing so many people in the world. Amen. But this thing that's happening now is all over the world. The world is shut down. Amen. The rich, the poor, the blind, the halt. Amen. People can't hide. They're trying to hide from the virus. They're trying to hide from God. Amen. But God is finding them. Amen. You don't think this of God. Amen. Jesus talked about it in Matthew 24, amen, because it's the time of pestilence, wars and rumors of wars and pestilence all over the land. Amen. Amen. Earthquakes are coming, brother. Amen. But this is not our home. No, we're giving you the picture, the whole continence of God. This is not our home. This is not your home. We're going through this. I know you're just like a child. Amen. When you know why you get a child, they get something they want. Amen. You say, no, you can't have this. And they throw a tantrum. And amen. They get upset. Oh, I got to have. Yes, God letting you know that this is not your home. Amen. You got an inheritance. You accepted your inheritance. You got a dual, amen, passport. Amen. And the devil throwing, it's good. Sin is good. Sin, if you take the goodness from sin, the devil will be out of business. You be out of business, brother. If you take it's good. Life is good. But at the end of good, amen, it's bitter. Amen. At the end of it, it's bitter. But the enemy throwing good things at you. It always feels good. It looks good. Tastes good. It walks good. Amen. But you got to get to the end of it. He won't let your heart get to the end of it. When you get to the end of it, you can't get out of it. Amen. That's what you call traps. Temptation is traps. And Jesus said, and we're going to Revelation 19, we're talking about, amen, the crowds. Amen. But Jesus said in the last days that be not deceived. Be not deceived. You know the devil used deception. It's a form of lie. It's a form of seduction, and it draws. But deception is worse. Amen. That a fight, a warfare, a trouble. Amen. You can come out of trouble, a war. Amen. We had a song we sang, oh, trouble don't last always. Deception, a man can go through almost all his life living a lie, being lured by something. Then at the end of it, amen, it can break up homes, families, jobs. Amen. Because the enemy used a form of lie. Amen. And Jesus talked about it. To be not deceived. Amen. Revelation 19, I get out the way because, amen, this part of the broadcast, amen, after a while we'll live it unto you that you can bring a comment, a question, a scripture, a word, a dream you're talking about. But this is how we work here, amen, and this is in our gathering that you can talk, amen, give you a chance from the grassroots level, amen. What you see and hear, amen, God has dealt with many of you. Amen. He showed you things. And out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, he said, let my word be established. And God talked through his word. Amen. You can just fast your pulse. You can give your body to be burned. But not have love. Amen. We're not listening to God's word. Amen. You can lose your own life. Amen. If you don't be careful. If you don't be careful, you can be going down the wrong road. Revelation 19. And after these things, I saw a great voice, as much people in heaven, as much people in the heaven, brethren, saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Lord our God. For true and righteousness are his judgment. He has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication and has avenged the blood of his servant at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and four beasts fell down and worshiped God that set us on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all you his servant, that ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard that they were the voice of great multitudes, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reign. Let us be glad and rejoice, and great honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. That's the church. And his wife has made herself ready. That's the church. That's the church. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed with fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, Blessed are they which are written, are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saying of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thy worship, do it not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, which worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. Talking about Jesus, amen, it's prophecy. Amen. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sitteth upon it, full and true. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. And his eyes were a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with virtue of dipped in blood. And his name is called, the one that's on the horse now, the Word of God. The Word of God. Amen. Hebrews, amen, 4 and 12 say the word of God is sharp. Amen. Cut between the marrow and bone. Amen. Amen. We're going to jump over to Revelation 20. We're talking about, amen, the crowds and the blessings and what God got in store for us. Amen. And looking at Revelation now 20, amen, the seventh verse. And when 1,000 years expired, Revelation 20 and 21 said, the angel came down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. When I first read that in my study many years ago, amen, and I said, well, how can one angel can bound the devil? All the trouble that this man made. Amen. You tell me one angel can come down and bound the devil? Amen. He threw him in a pit, and he's been in no bottom in it, so he was falling for 1,000 years. He's trying to get his foot any way he can get his foot. Amen. Trying to his hand, his toes. Amen. His wings. He couldn't find nothing to hold on to, so he fell just for 1,000 years. Just fall for 1,000 years. Notice what the Bible said. Now, just for you to go and read. Amen. We're just bringing this up. Amen. A portion here. Amen. In Revelation 20. We're going to read, all right, we're going to go down for the third verse. And cast him in a bottomless pit, and he shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years be fulfilled. After that, he must be loose a little season. This word deceive, deception, the enemy used that. He used that. That's temptation, amen, and luring people and seducing people. That's one of his main weapons, his main weapons. The fourth verse, and I saw the thrones, they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that was beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon his forehead or in his hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. That's more than 100 years. That's more than 80 years. 1,000 years. God is about life, brother. God is about living forever, eternal life. Amen. Sixth verse, and blessed and holy he that has part in the first resurrection, on such the second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive, as that word again, the nation which are at the four corners of the earth, go and my go, gather them together into battle, the number of whom at the sand of the sea. That's a lot of people. You go out to the beach, reach down, get your hand full of sand next time you go and take it home and put it on the table and take your time and count it. Count each petal. Amen. And they went up to the breast of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and beloved city, and fire came down from out of God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone of the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and they that sat upon it, from whom the earth and heavens flee away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things was written in the books according to their works. And the earth gave up the dead which was in it, death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life, cast into the lake of fire. God is not going to miss anybody. Those that hear, your name won't be deleted. Your name will not be missed. Amen. Somebody didn't tap your name in or something happened. Oh, no. Books are written of your life. That used to be one of my pet comments before I come to Christ. Don't judge me. God will judge me. And after I read this book, God recording everything that everyone is doing all over this world, because he is God. Isaiah said he's God and he don't know nobody else. Amen. He's all power. He's all knowing. He's all seeing. He's everywhere. And that's good for the saints. When you pray at night, when you walk through trials and tribulations, amen. David said in 23rd Psalm, yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death. David said, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Your name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. On this earth, amen, we go through trials and tribulation because the world itself is going through trials. Amen. They're being deceived. Religion is big business. War is big business. Amen. And God has had his power. He got you wrapped up and tied up in him. Yeah, the natural man, yes, is wrestling the natural man, tossed to and fro. Amen. Until you learn, all of us are learning how to use the word of God. Amen. Matthew 7:7, he says, seek, ask, knock. Amen. There's nothing embarrassing about asking people. That's biblical. It's seeking and asking and knocking and researching. That's Christian. We are research masters. Amen. We research the Bible. We research and call and talk to people because in this earth there's a path. God show us where the secrets are. He showed us how you can make it through. But you have to use it. That's step two of your salvation. Once you learn how to use God's word and that you are not lost among the crowd, you're not lost among the voices and the doctrines and the false prophets and the false teachers, amen, being personally with Jesus Christ, regardless of what come and go, amen. It's a saying always among the athletes and those of you in education and you learning how to drive or cook, you got to practice. You got to practice it. You got to get this mind, amen. Paul said, renew the mind. You have to get this mind, amen. Renew. You got to have more information in there, amen. You have to pick out and, you know, toss out old information and prove out good things, amen. Prove out what is good and acceptable, the will of God. And you'll find the more you activate your card. I mean, you got credit cards and debit cards. I mean, you can keep it in your wallet, your pocketbook, your bank pocket for years. Amen. He said, well, I need money. And then you make a remark. I went to the bank one time, you know, about 15, 20 years ago, and I put my little check, gave the lady a check, and she said, sir, do you have, you got an account, why don't you have a debit card, a credit card? I said, well, I don't need one. And she looked at me, I mean, I know it had to be God in her. She said, why you don't want to use your card? I said, ma'am, I'm writing a check. Well, you don't have to come. I had to sit in that line and wait that line. Amen. A little bit of money. I ain't going to tell you how much money I had to get out of it. Anyway, I sat in that line, and I could have just had my card and went up there and shoot. Amen. And just went to the ATM machine and got my money out and gone. Yeah, I'm sitting there waiting the old-fashioned way, working, toiling, You don't have to do that no more, brother. And Jesus is here. Even the world tell you, you got to work, you got to crawl. Amen. You got to beg God. No, sir. No, sir. You just have to believe God. You got to believe God. Amen. And after you believe his word and accept his word, then you stop practicing on what you believe. Amen. You got to build up your confidence in what you believe. Amen. The more you read the word, the more you give yourself to prayer and study and being around the right positive people. Amen. Amen. God can be leading you to believe his word, accept him. And when the enemy don't like you, he doesn't like for you to accept other information. He don't want to accept good information. He don't want you to hear good testimony. Amen. He don't want you to be around those that sold out. Amen. Be a fanatic for God in the way you live. Amen. You can put on a show, but you might not believe anything about God. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. You believe the word, so read the word. Jesus is the word. He's the word. All right. Well, as always, I want to get out of the way because, you know, the word of God get me excited. I love the word and love the study. Amen. And the word is life in it. The word of God is life. God's word is life. Amen. And when life come in, darkness have to flee. Amen. You're always going to have to be tossed and turned. Amen. Enemy don't you to hear about life. Life is in Christ. Amen. God knows about your troubles and your trials. What the world say, don't try that. Don't try that on me. You can't try that on God. You can't try that on, well, Lord, you know, I don't have this. No. Jesus said, I'm in you. And that's why he came to the world, wrapped up and walked among them and talked among them. Amen. All right, we're going to have to go to the, I'm on your time now. Amen. We're going to have to go to the studio. Amen. We always give out the telephone number that you call. Amen. And those that have a comment or a scripture, a word, amen. Maybe that's a common statement that you like to have. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Amen. All the areas of the United States and Florida and Georgia. Amen. Wherever you might be. Amen. We appreciate you always because we're here feeding off of each other. Jesus said, where two or three come, there I am in the midst. Amen. He's a personal God, but he also believes in two or three or more to confirm how he's leading you because he knows that we're still in the natural, even though we are supernatural. Amen. He is in you is greater. Amen. That's why people look at us strange because the spirit in us is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Jesus is in us. Amen. The more you read and study and pray, the stronger he gets. Amen. We're now in the studio. Those of you who would like to call in, amen, and you already called in, we want to push one on the phone. We do not give out your name. We give out your area code and the last four digits of your telephone number. Amen. You want to talk about the subject, talk about something to pertain to help, amen, encourage those of you, many of you that's beginning out in Christ, amen, we know we're in this condition of the world, and nobody been through this kind of condition. Nobody. It's unprecedented. Nobody. Amen. Amen. Nobody been here on this earth, all over the world, amen, been dealing with these things that are coming up now. Jesus said they're going to be coming. But, like he told us, the parable concerning the wheat and the chaff, amen, they can't shake you because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. God still has the answer in times like these. God got the answer. Amen. All right, we open up the studio floor for comments from you and you. Amen. Those have been here the first time. Amen. You like to make a comment, give a vision or a dream or a statement. Amen. We're not fighting anyone. We're not talking to anyone. God big enough, amen, to help him. Amen. He can stand for himself. God stand for himself. Just push one on your phone, and we'll be, amen, opening up for your comments. Amen. We'll give you area code, and your last four digits, amen, of your telephone. Amen. We're talking about, amen, that, you know, God going to judge all of us, those that are already in the Lamb Book of Life, and those of us that already that's deciding to make Jesus our Savior, that's deciding to accept, amen, yes, amen. You think this place, it might be blessed, amen, but you haven't been to heaven yet. There's no trouble up there. There's no trouble up there. There's no trials, no rain, no storm, no earthquakes. According to the Word of God, there's you know, everything up there is not only controlled by the saints, amen, but, amen, we're going to be ruling and reigning down here for 1,000 years before we, in a new heaven and a new earth. We have a new house, a new home, amen. God already blessed you, amen. In earth, he's blessing you here, amen. But, you know, there's so many thieves in this world. Satan and his angels are walking around lying and using people. If God can come that out and give out secrets, amen. Don't you know them thieves? They're out there now counterfeiting things and make gold, fake money. And they will try to fake salvation. Amen. But everything won't make it to heaven anyhow. No. No. So the saints, God direct us while we're here how to move and to find the treasures he wants us to find here. That's why he says, seek. Amen. You'll find. Knock. Amen. Amen. Talking to the word, asking people. Amen. Guiding and talking. Then when two or three of you come to people you know, they might not even know what they're talking about, but they God wants you to go ask that person, or you may be asking. You know how you get information. Researching and find it. Amen. The world is full of knowledge. Daniel said in the last days. Amen. God is full of knowledge out there. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone, and amen, we'll put you in. I think we're at 850-23637. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop.
Bishop?
Okay, we're having a little problem.
Can you hear me?
You might have to call back.
Okay.
I have to call back. We have a problem in the line. All right.
Bishop?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
A little bit.
I don't know, I'm having problems with my phone, but God bless you guys. And can you hear me now?
Okay, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, I was just thinking about Jonah and the whale when God told him to do something, and he went the other way. And I was thinking about my life experience. And God used to tell me, well, I used to get a word. And I know what I was supposed to do, and I wouldn't do it. And it hurt me so bad. But these days, when I sit here and meditate on the God's word, and I meditate and I get an answer, I do exactly what I'm supposed to do, and it be the right thing, but I can't take any credit for it. Because it be the Holy Spirit through me. The Holy Spirit guided me. I ask God to guide me and let the Holy Spirit lead my path. So I'll know which way to go. Because on my own, I don't never make it where I'm supposed to go when I be in my flesh and on my own. Always used to wind up somewhere doing something that would bring shame to me and the Lord. But these days, these are God-filling days for me. Jesus-filling days. Holy Spirit-filling days. And I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm.
So glad that I can read Psalms 1 and I can go by it. And I can live by it. And I understand just a little bit more by and by. When I ask God for the strength of 10 men to do a task at hand, in my mind, I think that it's real, real hard. But once I get started and I do my prayer meditation, it comes easy. like the yoke. You know, the yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Your burden's light. And that's where I'm at today. God bless you. You sure got a good subject there. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, brother God.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to another location now. You press one on your phone. We thank God. Amen. We're working here. Amen. And love to hear your comments, your word. Amen. Your visions. Amen. We know at these times you have to adapt to the situations. Amen. Many reaching out through electronic means. Amen. We are on Facebook. Amen. On Sunday mornings. Amen. You can go to our website at www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you'll find, amen, at the bottom of the page where we're on Facebook, as well as we're doing a repeat broadcast, amen, through Blog Talk on the cell phone. We're working now, amen, through the telephones, amen, wherever you are. Amen. God has a way. Amen. You just have to find him. He's speaking all the time. His word is going out all day. Amen. If it's not through electronics, amen. It's in the Bible, a song, somewhere. He's trying to get your attention. Trying to get our attention, so we didn't need to learn. Amen. God is the word. He's the word. Amen. All right, press one on your phone, wherever you might be. We don't want to take your time up. Amen. That's what we're here for. You hear from those who like to give a comment, a voice, a remark. Amen. To help others. Maybe it's something that you have learned. And that's what Proverbs said. Amen. The 19th chapter, iron sharpening iron. Amen. We're here to help encourage our brother and our sister. Amen. You have learned something, and God wants you to share. Amen. If you ever learn how to drive a car, you'd be all out in the field, and amen, on one on the road, nobody drive, and dust the roads. Amen. Then when you get in a traffic, amen, you got to do more than 25 miles an hour, you kind of get kind of nervous. Amen. You know, you remember how you was driving, somebody had to teach you, and then the car said, hold on, let's hold on. They hold on to the wheel. Amen. And they have their brakes on the driver's head, teaching you how to drive and stay on one side of the road and watch other people. Amen. The same way it is in life. God is there through his word, showing you be careful for this and be careful for that and watch out for things. And the more you do, amen, you learn. Those of you right now can drive on the road 80 miles an hour, but sometimes you pass a car within 12 inches or 2 feet from each other. And you know that person's supposed to stay on his side of the road. Amen. You learn that through experience. They learn how to drive. You learn how to drive. Amen. Same thing in life. And God said, let the wheat grow with the chaff. Amen. They can talk about you, persecute you, say all things against you, but they can't change you. They cannot change your heart. You love God. You might take it harshly and say, oh, I don't know why they did this. Amen. But God is there. Amen. Maybe they are jealous. Maybe they spoil. Amen. But God will bless you according to what? Like I say, Psalms 1. According to your season. Amen. According to your season. All right, press one on your phone, brethren, wherever you might be. Thank God, amen, for the comments so far. As always, we're happy to have you, but we're happy to have you anyway. Amen. If you don't want to have anything to say, but this platform is for you to make comments. But if you don't, we thank God for you calling in. Amen. Because we all learn off of each other. We share with one another. Amen. I learn off of you and you learn off of me. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is in the midst. Jesus is in the midst. Above all, during these times, amen, God is showing you his power. He's getting people attention that never had to be concerned about their God. Their God was either entertainment, amen, or either money, or popularity, amen. They don't have it anymore. And whatever God they had, amen, is helpless. It's helpless. Amen. It's helpless now. Amen. Notice that they're trying voodoo and witchcraft and whatever craft they might be going, trying to stop this virus. Amen. Jesus knows there will be many more things coming. Amen. But he's trying to get God, trying to get your attention through his son, Jesus Christ. And if you notice, the true churches are constantly going on, regardless of the buildings or without buildings. Amen. There's still a little small assemblies of believers, like it was in the day of when Jesus came on the scene. Amen. God is still alive, brethren. Amen. He have a better place for us. Amen. He has a better home for us. Amen. So be not deceived. Deception. Don't let it these things go from your mind. Don't let the devils tell you, oh, amen, it's when you're gone, that's all. No. That's not all. There's a life somewhere. But you want to live with Jesus Christ. You want to live in God. And he knows about your trials. He knows about your struggles. Amen. But because we live in this body, amen, three things that could happen to you. Number one, you make mistakes on your own. Things come in threes. One thing, amen, you made bad decisions. You made things happen to you on your own. Number two, amen. All right, here we go. 561-5981.
561-5981. Do we want to thank God again for another great lesson on this evening? And I just love it because the Bible tells us that everything going down but the word of God. And I just want to encourage the hall of those that going through what we are going through now and just encourage them to ever realize that it won't be long. Jesus is coming soon. And just hold on to the faith. Hold on to the faith. I love what you're talking about when you're talking about the devil, because the devil is a loser, been a loser, and where we going, he've already been. But he will never get there again. So I want to encourage the saints of God to continue to hold on to the faith and just hold on, just a little while longer, because our Jesus is coming for the return. We're going back with him. Just be encouraged. And hold on and keep the faith. God bless you.
Bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. Just keep the faith. Keep the faith. Amen. Thessalonians said in the last days, some going to depart from the faith. No. No. Faith means, amen, you walk in and one day you say, I'm going to hit my car. Amen. Amen. They say, oh, boy, my bank account got down, but I know something's going to happen. God going to do something. Amen. Faith is hope. Faith is hope in God. Amen. Depend on him now, because if he got a mansion in heaven for you and golden streets, amen. If he can't do it down in these raggedy streets and these bad environment, how you going to do it up there? Amen. No, make him keep his promise. He will keep his promise, but you do your part. Amen. You do your part. Amen. God gave us so much knowledge. We got the same knowledge or more than Adam had in the beginning. God told Adam, go out there and name it. Name every animal you see. Adam McCain said, well, that looked like a giraffe. He said, all right, write it down, angel. And what is that over there, Lord? Adam, what you name that? Oh, that's an elephant right there. Okay, write it down. Amen. God give you the brain. Amen. The enemy don't want you to use your mind for good things. Amen. That's rebuking the word of God. The word of God is wrapped up. And you call his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Amen. Call his name. He loved to be called his name. Revelation 19. Hallelujah. This thanks of the praise and hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. He wanna amen. Every time you hit a football, get a touchdown, say hallelujah, amen. Get up in the morning when you wake up, hallelujah. Eat a sandwich, hallelujah, amen. God want to be praised. Amen. Amen. Let you know he's alive. He's not dead. Stop acting like he's dead. He's alive. Amen. All right. All right. God bless you, brother. I know we got some more comments out there. Amen. We're getting down close to, amen, the end of the program. Amen. But this time we always like to utilize those that have a space. Amen. Might be something that was remarked in, amen, in Bible study, but it wasn't what you wanted to study on. Something you heard somebody's sermons, but it wasn't what you needed. Amen. Might be more to make a comment, but you kept that comment. Amen. But now you got a time now. Amen. We're designed here. Amen. And you also can go back to this website. Amen. Those that have computers as well, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, .com and / Bishop Poole of Doctrine, D-O-C-T-R-I-N-E, Doctrine, that's teaching of truth. Amen. That we have last 2 or 3 years, 3 years or more, amen, of Bible studies like this and comments. Amen. You can go through any time of the day or night and listen to these different programs. Amen. To be a blessing to your soul. Hear many different comments and testimonies. Amen. God still lives. God worked through people. God worked through people. Amen. Information, amen, is God, one of God's greatest tools. The word is information. Amen. Information, communication. God worked through communication. That's why preachers came preaching and teaching God's word. Amen. It's so important that the devil jumped on and brought his men in. Amen. They got up, they're getting off of trucks and airplanes and cars, I like to say. Amen. Jesus said there'll be many deceivers, many liars, many false prophets. And when the devil knows there's something real good, he's trying to stop, he'll bring everything he can. Amen. To stop the information flow. Stop to let you know that God won't say, oh, God ain't going to heal. Stop, God ain't going to bless. He's trying to stop every blessing God got. But you know what, brethren? There's no weapon formed against God. There's no weapon formed. He's going to get it to you through a vision or a dream or somebody on this earth. Going to bring it. He's going to bring it through somebody, and he's going to confirm it through somebody. Amen. God deal with communication. Jesus was wrapped up. Amen. Mary, amen, called him the Christ. Amen. The Messiah they was looking for. He's here, brother, and he's here. Amen. Regardless of what kind of situation. Amen. Go to Job and read that. Go ask Job. There have been so many brethren in the Bible and stories in the Bible. Go in and ask Job. I used to read Job when I was going through. I put it down. I said, no man in the world go through something like this. And still holding on God, I just throw it down. I said, no, this ain't the book I'm going to read. Amen. There's so many in there. Amen. But God got testimonies. Amen. He got testimonies. Amen. All right, I'm finished talking now. I got to, amen. It's your time. You got about another, amen, about a four minutes. Somebody want to get a comment in? Because we always like to go to prayer. Amen. Prayer not only move mountains and build bridges and open doors. Amen. Prayer. Amen. It's communication with God. You say, well, Bishop, I don't understand. Okay, get that cell phone out of your pocket then and throw it out in the garbage can. No, I lost my cell phone. No. If you don't understand about a phone, you can understand about prayer. Prayer is communication with God. Communication is about God. God sent his son, the word, wrapped up. Amen. Revelation that's been speaking said, amen, Jesus is going to be riding on a white horse, and on his side will be named, amen, the word of God, amen. God's word never fail, never going to come back, amen. That's why you start reading, go to the psalm and start reading psalms over your problem and praying them and quoting scriptures on your problem. The word of God is sharp. Cutting down these spiritual things, because the word of God is spiritual. It cuts down through all these, amen, just memorize Bible verses, quote Bible verses, Amen. Cut through all of these spiritual things that you hear today. Amen. And after a while, you can hear the Holy Spirit begin to move and direct in peace of mind. When there's no peace, amen, until the King of Peace comes. Amen. There be no peace until the King of Peace. Amen. The Lords of Lords. All right, brethren. All right, we're going to go into prayer. I think we had 850-2337.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we count it all a joy. We say, blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when it is tried, he will receive the crown of life, which is the Lord's promise to them that love him. Lord, we love you with all we got in us. Bless Bishop, bless this. Thank you, Lord, for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for the good subjects. Thank you for the man of God that delivered a good message. We just want to thank you, and thank you again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. All right, we have another brethren. Anyone else? Amen. We close in prayer. Amen. For all of you, we thank God for filling up the studio. Amen. We're happy to have you. Amen. And you and wherever you are. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For filling up the studio tonight. Amen. If you can't say nothing, I thank God for you being here. He took the power of God. Amen. The communication to get you. Amen. To know that God still lives. Amen. Remember John, the last chapter of the Gospel according to John, the last verse. There's so many things Jesus did for you. Amen. If you had to testify and write it down, amen. Books can't hold it. Time can't hold it. Amen. You have so much to say. Amen. Because he did it. He did it. He loved you. All right. Can we get one more short prayer? Amen. We have one more short prayer. Yes, at a mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Remember, amen, he cared for you. Above all, for your life. Amen. Do not treat Bible study or anything that though God is not alive. And you read Revelation 19:20, the last three chapters, and you see God recording. He's recording things to be fair and honest and righteous. Amen. He's not going to put things on you that you did not do. People can fault you and talk things against you and plot. No, no, God won't do that. Because he's trying to save your life. Amen. But be a warrior. Be a warrior. Amen. Just say no. Amen. If they offend you, say no. Love that. Amen. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you can look up and listen to a lot of more of these broadcasts. Amen. Invest in a good Bible. Amen. If you're going to invest in anything, invest in God. That means that's seeking God. Seeking God. Amen. Cassette tapes. Amen. And Bible tapes. Amen. Seeking God. Amen. Pray in the morning when you get up. Write it on your window, write it on the bathroom door. When time you hit the floor, say a prayer. Amen. Then later on, read. Amen. Then write it on your arm or somewhere. Say a prayer. And then prayer afternoon, say a prayer. Jesus said we should outdo the Pharisees. Don't let the world outdo you. They pray all day. They have little signs that make them pray. Amen. But they praying that someone won't talk to them, won't walk with them. Won't help them, will not give them life. But you have Jesus Christ. Amen. He gave a house and a home. He got everything for you, brethren. Amen. We love you, Father. Touch these hands. Bless these hands. Bless their home. Bless their food. Bless the shoes they have on, the clothes they have on, the food they have. Oh, God, their money, their family, their home. In Jesus the Christ. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Until next time, we love you. God bless you.